I'm Ashley.
And I'm Brooke.
And you're here with us on A Teachers Who Talk Crime
Podcast. Hey guys. What's up? Hey. Have y'all been enjoying our little mini episodes? they're so fun.
There's so many. We love them.
They are. And we did chat a lot on the Mr. Fred episode, but
Oh my gosh. When I saw that episode was over an hour long, I was like, we was talking
about that. But I saw the comments and it was like, but all your points were relevant. And I was like, yeah, I know. Like we made a point. Necessary. Yeah, they were necessary. Well, I just got back from spring break and Ashley is to go on spring break.
I sure am.
So we are just both taking our spring breaks and enjoying our time. So this is where we're going to double record while we are not on break. Yes. And we're going to pick back up and Ashley's going to enjoy her time off.
Yeah, because Brooke had a time. She was in Wyoming, child.
I was skiing.
The scenes was just, the pictures were giving. The scenery was giving.
It's beautiful out there.
I was like, wow. I didn't know I was going to enjoy buffaloes, but I guess I am, child.
Yeah. We woke up every morning. We feed the deer, and they were like right there at the window.
What do they eat? What do you feed them?
Corn.
I like corn. We gonna be battling for the corn deers.
They get feisty. They were like,
I don't think I'm gonna feed no deers then. No, don't scare me. I'm gonna just watch from the background.
We were inside when they were doing that to each other, but they do that to each other.
I don't like that because what if they do that to me? I will A-town stomp a deer. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get knuck if you buck with a deer now.
Yep. We went skiing and that was super fun. I didn't fall.
Good. I'm so glad because I was worried, child.
I'm a good skier.
I mean, I know, but you have precious cargo now. So, you know.
I know. Yeah.
You know.
And.
What?
And the best part about the whole trip. I've already texted that. I already told Ashley. I already told the whole group. I found.
She sure did.
0% White Claws. Yes, you heard me.
Were they really good?
Oh my gosh. They tasted just like a White Claw.
Wow.
I even enjoyed the mango flavor. I know.
What?
Yep.
Wow.
I know.
Okay.
So they had 0% White Claw, so I did have those.
Nice.
And they were really good. So I would obviously I wouldn't have one every time they got a drink because it's just flavored carbonated water. But if I was starting to feel left out, I would have one. When we got off the slopes, everybody went and had a beer. So I went and got mine. And all the bartenders were super cool about it. They were like, hey, we don't care. It's not alcoholic. Like, just put it in a cup. So, I got to bring my drinks.
Inclusion. We love that.
So, yeah.
Mind you, I went to a restaurant yesterday and housed a pitcher of margarita to myself. So,
good for you.
You know, it was the evening preparing for spring break, and I felt like I deserved not just a big margarita, a big ass. Margarita.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. And I know that I told you guys I would answer your DMs on spring break, but
She was spring breaking. She's frozen again, child. Oh, there you are. Oh, you froze again, child. I was scared. I was getting the phone ready to record again because Brooke froze before and she was like this. And I was like, Brooke? And she was like, and then I pulled out my phone to record. And then the minute I hit record, her face disappeared off the screen. I was like, dang. Yep.
She knew.
Dang.
She knew. Yeah. Mm. No, I know that I said I was going to DM you all back. And I promise I am. I purposely like to do this thing where I give myself anxiety and I let things overload. And then I sit down and I do all of it at once. Yeah, that's just how I operate. So I'm going to get to you. Also, the box of merch is in my baby's room. And so that's a little overcrowded right now, but I'm going to go through it. I promise I'm not forgetting about you guys. Like, I'm going to DM you back. Just give me time to get my life together.
Period. I mean, I haven't even talked to Brooke. She popped on here. She was like, you got your hair done. I was like, this? I've been having this for like 2 weeks now. So,
We haven't. Really haven't. Mm-hmm. So that's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like, the baby update. I still have acne. I've officially popped and I cry a lot. Yeah.
She's like venting to me about her pregnant hormone situations. Mm-hmm. And I'm just here supportive. Like, yeah, girls could be okay. She's like, you're so supportive. I was like, because Brooke, I'm like that naturally. Like, you were
really
like this temporarily. And I'm that person naturally. What you are currently saying to people is what I currently say to people now as a non-pregnant woman. So, so it's okay, girl.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm stuck this way. This, you're going to change. I'm trapped.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. hopefully I'll go back to normal. But that's my pregnancy update. Do you have a gym update? You're a gym girly.
I am a gym girly.
Yes.
I don't think I have any updates. I've actually really slacked this week, honestly. This is the first week that I've been like, I'm tired. Like, I don't want to, like, I was supposed to wake up this morning and go to the gym. Did not. Was supposed to go after the girls got picked up. Did not. I'm going to try to go tomorrow morning.
It's hard once you come home, though. Once you're home, to leave your house again, that's hard.
It really is. And, like, physical therapy has been, like, weaving its time. So it's kind of, like, physical therapy is kind of thrown off my gym schedule. So I'm getting a little lax, but I need to get together. Because, child, I've been munching and crunching. And I'm like, ooh, this is not good, baby.
Yeah, what are you going to do for progress. Spring break, though?
I'm going to see, because I'm pretty sure when I went, during the pandemic and I still had my Y membership, that if I had a Y membership, I could go to any Y. So I'm going to double check to see if that's a thing. If not, then I'm just going to do cardio. My parents have a treadmill in their basement. They have weights too. So I could do like a little sum if I wanted to.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to try and stay up on it because this is the last week and I'm trying to get as many more workouts than last month. So I think last month was 18 workouts, like 18 days I worked out. And I think right now I'm at 18 or 19. So I want to like be in the 20s for that. So I'm going to try and get it together. I'm going to try
and get it together.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to try.
Good.
And
nice. And that's about it. No new brands you've tried? Are you still liking your chips? The wild?
Oh, my chicken chips. Yes. I love my chicken chips, child. They are a delectable treat because now my newest kick are subs in a tub. Like, oh my gosh, my little vegetable chopper. I just be like, crunch, crunch, crunch. So it's like I'm having a sandwich, so I got to have my chicken chips, my wild chicken chips on the side. And then when I went to Target, they had a new flavor that's never been in there. Chicken and waffles, and it's already a chicken chip. So you just drizzle some, child.
Okay.
That's like my dessert chip. Like, I know that sounds weird, but it's like a dessert because it's a little sweet, you know?
Yeah.
So at night when I need a little fix, I'm like, ooh, let me go get some chicken chips. And
My Diet Dr. Pepper, like, I'm going to go have a Diet Dr. Pepper right after we record. Mm. That's my dessert. Like, that's literally my dessert. That burn.
That's how I feel with seltzers, and I'm not drinking as much water because I ran out. And like regular water just doesn't do it to me unless it's like ice cold, and I can't get my water that cold at my apartment. So I've just been drinking everything.
Cold water.
Oh, I love it.
It's so bad for you.
Look, it's good for me. It's good for me. I go to Wawa with my big 64 ounce coldest water bottle and I fill the whole thing up with ice. And then I fill it up with water. And then I'm just, out of the Wawa, like, have a good day. Like, just with my big old thing. And
they the don't girls are always like, for that?
They don't. They don't. It's just water.
I know, but like,
it's just ice. What'd you go?
I know.
They better not. I will fight
Sonic
them.
Sonic charges for their ice.
And that's why I don't go there.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, there's not one really close to me anyway, but if there was, I wouldn't even go there because how are you going to charge me for what the Lord gives? Okay. Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Well, ridiculous. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I have one brand to drop.
Okay.
So shout out to Dakota.
Okay, Dakota.
Right. If you're watching on YouTube, she sent me this awesome crew neck. And it says, teachers are human too.
Because we are.
Oh my God. Freaking love it. And she sized me up because she knew I was growing a small human.
Yes.
So, I know. I love that. So she sent me that crew neck. I'm going to wear it to school on Friday, which y'all are hearing this episode on a Monday. So I wore it previously on a Friday. Mm-hmm. And get some pictures with it. So I will link her shop and stuff and put it on our story for you. But also all of her information is in our show notes. So all of her socials are at Teachers Are Human Too. And that's like her Instagram and her TikTok. Her name is Dakota. And that's her Etsy shop. So if you go to Etsy and you type in Teachers Are Human Too, she has long sleeve shirts, short sleeve shirts, crew necks, and hoodies. I obviously am a crew neck person. So I went with a crew neck, but they're super cute. She has a ton of different patterns. I went with tan with a black font. Very simple, very plain. Love it. But she has some really brighter fonts that are like Teachers Are Humans Too. So really, really encourage you to go check her out. Very, very sweet. Very sweet owner. She is awesome. She's been so great to like work with. And she like thought of me and she sent me some merch. And I was very, very thankful for that. So go check her out when you have a chance. Etsy, Teachers Are Human Too. And her Instagram and TikTok are Teachers Are Human Too. And her name is Dakota.
Okay. Dakota, a.k.a. Yes. Teachers Are Human Too.
They are. I love that platform. We are. Like, that's just idea.
It's so true, though.
Yeah.
It's so true, though. So today's an async day, right? So they had to send out, just make sure you're not out in the community because apparently they're like narcs who are like in the community and will send.
Oh, like secret shoppers?
But they're like parents in the district and they'll like take pictures of teachers they see out and like send it to district and be like, you know, it's an async day and the teachers are out. And it's just like, why do you have time to do this? Why?
Yeah.
Why is this in your agenda? Let me live. Why are you snapping pictures being a snitch? Go
also,
home.
You don't have my consent to snap my picture.
Like, I think it's ridiculous. Granted, I was in the house. I ain't going nowhere, okay? You wasn't catching me in the community. Yeah. Brantisha was at her home, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's just so annoying. It's so ghetto.
Yeah.
Like, again, teachers are human too.
Well, your work is done, so what does it matter?
Because technically it's an async day, so we're supposed to be working. But like all of the responses I got that I needed to troubleshoot today were as simple as sending a remind message. Like, hey, this link is down. This link it said. Like, I could have done that from anywhere, whether it was in my bed, whether it was in a community, whether, you know what I mean? Like, it's, again, why are y'all clocking us? Leave us be.
Mm-hmm.
Leave us be. Because 9 times out of 10, those asynchronous work packets that we have to create take more time. And we would have much rather had your kid in school. But again, we don't make the calendar.
Well, because they're not going to do the work anyways. We had an e-learning day right before spring break as well. And I went through my gradebook today because we finished our ed puzzle early. Like, we finished our class discussion early.
Mm-mm-mm.
Well, they had a pop quiz. We did the bell ringer. And then they did an ed puzzle. And then I went through my gradebook. And I was like, okay, Ashley, you didn't do your ed puzzle from e-learning day. Okay, Brooke, you didn't do your ed. They don't care. They didn't do it then, they're not doing it now. And I took it for a quiz grade. So, yeah.
At least yours is for a quiz day. Like, the district tells us what goes in the grade book. What goes home those days don't go in a grade book.
See, then why mine know that, like, state testing is not a grade. Literally had a kid today in my advisory class.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, why would I try for something that's not a grade? Like, he's like mentally preparing to like bomb this thing because he doesn't care.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
I know. That's, but. Yeah. Wow. Gotta love middle schoolers.
Gotta. You gotta love them.
But anyways.
Let's jump into our.
Yep.
Estudiante estrella.
We got a new review.
Ooh.
Yes. And also, we have two people that have emailed us a review. So we have seen those and we will be using them as reviews. Just be patient. We see them. Imagine. We love them. Thank you so much. Yes.
No kids do it like this.
I can't do it. It's like.
I feel like every time it's these two. Like that.
Oh, wait. I do that.
So your pointer and your middle finger. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
That's
this
weird.
Is dumb. I hate this.
This is very dumb.
I have to think about it every time. I have to be like, no, that's wrong. Uh-uh. Like, what is.
I don't like that. Zero out of 10. Zero out of 10.
Would not recommend.
No. So our new review is from Stacey Renee C.
Okay. Stacey Renee C.
Yeah. And it says, this gold star's for you.
And for us?
Yes. Yeah, so obviously, it's 5 stars. And she says, this pod was made for me. Thank y'all. Mm-hmm. It's nice to hear cases that every other pod isn't covering. And as a teacher and mom, I appreciate the tangents. The conversations are always relevant and interesting. It feels like I'm having a convo with my teacher besties in the faculty room. You got what? You got a faculty room, girl? You fancy.
Oh, you fancy, huh?
You fancy. Where you get one of those Amazon?
I mean, we got a teacher's lounge.
Where you get that at Amazon?
No, just at my school.
We ain't got no vending machine.
Oh, our vending machines don't work.
We ghetto. Anyways, it feels like I'm having a convo with my teacher besties in the faculty room. I have recommended this podcast to everyone who will listen.
Oh, thanks, girl.
Yes. I love it.
Yes, Stacey girl.
So sweet.
Yes, Stacey girl. Can I call you Stacey Girl? I'm going to call you Stacey Girl. Okay, Stacey Girl. Well, Stacey Girl, I thank you so much for your review. This gold star's for you. Bing.
Also, before we jump into the case, we have a comment on our YouTube channel. So if you haven't gone and subscribed to our YouTube, please go do so. If you are here watching us on YouTube, hey.
Hey, how you doing?
So on episode 111, that's the interview that we did with Dominic Bartlam. Yep. If you've heard it, then you know what we're talking about. If you've seen it, then you also know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So we had a comment on that video on YouTube, and it was from Sophia and Tiernan. And it says, I just had Dominic come to my house. After the initial shock moment of me not realizing who he was a very articulate and polite young gentleman. We as a family now live in the house. We do have photos of when we moved in that, in all honesty, I just forgot to tell him. I do hope that Dominic uses his experience to help others and wish him well. I understand it's another anniversary coming up. We do periodically get people filming the outside of the property close to the anniversaries.
No.
And he is more than welcome to reach out to us at any time if he would like to have any questions answered for anything to do with the home. Wishing him and you all the best.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I thought that was so sweet because, like, you don't see that often where, like, people move into a home where something's happened and they're okay with accepting that something happened here.
Yeah.
And there's going to be maybe people that come by and take pictures or film Dominic may stop by. You know, he lived in that house. So I just thought that was really sweet.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at that.
I know.
And then not only did he come to her house, then she like searched for like him on YouTube and found us.
Look at that.
Wow.
Full circle moment.
Wow. Look at that. Gold stars for you too, love girl, that. Babe.
Yeah. But anyways, we will jump into the case. Ashley's bringing us another case this week.
Sure am.
And then I'll be back next week. So sit down, shut up. The murder is about to begin.
Ahora. So I guess I just subconsciously feel bad for not giving y'all happy hour cases because we're back with another episode, unfortunately, involving the death of an educator. I don't know why these cases are just flying to me.
But
I don't know what's happening.
Conveniently, our case last weekend, I mean, our last week, was on a full moon.
It was. Look
yes.
at that. Do you see what we're doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're making it fit. Also, so before we go on, I did want to crack some breaking news because we were at a teacher happy hour and I saw on the news that Rachel King's killers were convicted and found guilty for her murder.
Mm-mm-mm. If you don't remember, Rachel King was the teacher that was killed mm-hmm. in the Dunkin' drive-thru with her child in the vehicle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. Julie Jean and Zaki Al-Hakim, I think is how you say it, they both mm-hmm. got convicted of her murder. And I was like, yes, I have to mention this on the podcast because yep. I was so excited. So good for her. Glad that she finally, you know, got justice because that was messed up. That was unnecessary, yep. girl. Take mm-hmm. the heartbreak. No man is ever worth it.
No man is ever worth it.
For those of you who are listening, no man is ever worth it.
Nope.
Okay. No. So at correct. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. But anywho. So our lesson today is also involving an educator. So we will begin today's lesson on January 8th, 2021 in Dallas, Texas. And I'm almost certain, correct me if I'm wrong, refresh my drink, last episode was also in Texas. I think it was San Antonio.
Mr. Fred.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what's going mm-hmm. on in Texas?
I don't even know.
Beyonce, that's your state. Get it together.
Don't even know.
Oh mm-mm. my gosh. But also, shout out to our 1% of listeners from Dallas. So, hey, y'all.
Hey, Dallas. Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. This ain't mm-hmm. Texas.
Woo!
They don't hold them.
Hey!
They don't hold them. No. Thank you.
Yeah, that's
good. Anyway, thank you. 56-year-old Sharla Sims was working at Spruce High School as a special education teaching assistant. Exactly the same situation as Mr. Fred.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Same situation, which is crazy because when I started researching this, I was like, is this just the same case with another name on it? It basically is.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. According to court documents, Sharla was attacked by a student. The student was described as a very large 17-year-old male with significant behavioral and learning disabilities.
Mm.
So again,
we've got a student that is self-contained and very large, very, very large and very violent. And we've had teachers ask, like, well, his main primary teacher, the special ed teacher, she asks him a lot when he has outbursts. She'll say, do you want to hurt me? Like, she'll ask him. And, you know, because he's eighth grade. He's 13, 14. And he says, no, I don't want to hurt you. I'm just angry. I want to hurt something. She's like, okay, so you don't want to hurt me? He said, no, I don't want to hurt you. She's like, okay, just making sure. Like, but that conversation with this student happens very regularly, like too regularly.
But that's also scary that you have to have that conversation with a child.
Yeah.
Like, you want to hurt me?
Like, no. And what you going to do if he says yes?
Right? Like,
yeah.
Like, are we here now? Are we
ready to go?
Are we here? Is it just...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't...
Duck and weave.
If I was ever in that situation where a child intentionally swung on me, I would be done.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do.
Mm-hmm. I would be done. Because ain't no way.
Yeah.
I don't care what repercussions come to that child. I should never be in a situation as a teacher to be swung on and then expect to come to work. You know, you know what I mean? Like, oh, you're all on sick time.
Yeah, no.
We're done here.
You figure it out. Sorry.
We're done here.
Mm-hmm. I don't care what contracts I break. I don't care what you got to do.
Yeah. Like, there's a kid in my class who's, like, put his hands on my co-teacher. And I'm just like...
Nope.
And nope. No repercussions. No suspensions. No, like, you put your hand on an adult. And yeah. Granted, mm-mm. You're small for a third grader. So it's not like, ow, I'm hurt. But still. You need to know that your actions has consequences. Because in the real world, they you do. Hit somebody unprovoked.
Yeah.
You could possibly go to jail.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you could possibly be locked up.
Right. So, but for like, I think, I don't know. She seems to have a very good response when she like asks him. And again, he is severely special ed. Like, mm-hmm. you know, he's an extreme case, mm-hmm, but he's mm-hmm. also extremely large.
And you also have to have things in place because it's not like tit for tat, like, oh, an extremely large student, let's have an extremely large teacher. You know what I mean? It's not that playing field. Because if we're being honest, this is a female-led profession.
Right.
And
correct.
We're not brolic up here in these streets. I mean, I'm going to CrossFit. But compared to a 17-year-old large student, I would lose 100%.
Well, he's 6 foot and 300 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, when I tell you he's a large child, he's a large child.
There's no way I would be in that classroom. I'm sorry. Unless you had... The little police officer, if you had one specifically for my room, I'm gonna need sights on this man all the time because, especially if you got a little aggression, I don't know when you just gonna pop off.
For seems me myself, like that was what happened here at this case.
Yeah, that's wow. A direct quote from the court documents state the following: the student, with his full force of his body, pushed Sims up against and over a freestanding bookcase at an awkward angle.
So basically slammed her up against a bookcase.
Yes. Mm. But he said against and over. So I don't know if this is like a half bookshelf or a full bookshelf. But regardless.
Mm. Yeah. That hurts.
But regardless.
Yeah.
Against and over?
With his full force. Yeah. No, thank you.
No. No, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Charlotte was taken to be seen by the school nurse and was essentially sent home to recover from her injuries over the weekend. Look. I don't know her injuries from this. Like, first on-looking injuries. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But if you were forcibly pushed against a bookshelf and over it, and you go to the nurse and they're like, all right, just go home.
I'm going to go to the hospital. My shit going to be documented. Let me tell you. It's going to be documented.
And okay.
Time stamped. Signature.
Like, and don't tell me to come back on Monday. This is a work-related injury.
And don't tell me to come back on Monday. I'm going to take my weekend and then some. I'll let you know when I'm ready to come back to work.
Mm-hmm. So at some point during her time off, Charla began to feel a sharp pain in her abdomen. So she called 911 and was taken to the hospital. Once there, she was diagnosed with type A aortic dissection. So aortic dissection is a serious condition where there's a tear that occurs in the layer of your aorta. Which,
oh my gosh. So basically like internal bleeding?
Yes. So this caused major internal bleeding. So they rushed her to surgery and she unfortunately died hours after her surgery on January 11th.
And you know, not blaming anyone but the person that did it, but the nurse couldn't have seen that because that's internal. Not at all. Like, you don't see internal injuries, but like I said, I'm gonna be documented. You about to CAT scan me, CT scan me. I don't care. DC, FC, all the scans. Give me all of them.
Because at the end of the day, like, granted, you can't see it, but this grown child, essentially body slammed you into and over a bookshelf.
Over a bookshelf. Yeah.
Why didn't none of y'all tell her to go to the hospital? Why wasn't an ambulance called?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It just doesn't make any sense to me. So the student had a documented history of physical aggression. According to one source, two of the student's prior attacks were directed toward Sharla.
Oh, so this is not her first run-in with this kid.
No, no. So she previously has been attacked by him.
And we're not gonna homebound this kid. We're just gonna just let him back in the building. Just, okay.
Hey, how you doing today, Timothy? Welcome back. It's a beautiful day to be on your best behavior.
Yeah. I can see him greeting teachers like that.
I have a child who does that in my class.
Oh, well.
I'm like, I don't growl at you. Please don't growl at me. And it just comes out like that. Like, I don't growl at you. You don't growl at me. I can't understand you. I don't speak growl.
If one of my kids growled at me, I'd be like, right back at you.
I'm just like, sir, it's March and you're still growling at me. Like, it's not going to get you what you want. It's really not. I'm sorry.
But like, I feel like that's like exactly how they probably greet this kid. Like, why are we not doing manifestation meetings and deciding are his actions because of his disability? Mm-hmm. If yes, what are we going to do for him? Oh, is homebound school the best option? Should we do homebound school? Should he be in a self-contained room? Should he be in a psychiatric facility? Mm-hmm. Like, as the teachers, you need to be collectively having these meetings, especially after incidences, and decide, okay, I don't think it's safe for him to be in a school building.
Yeah. Because at this point, now he's affecting or possibly putting teachers at harm.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, and granted, I get it. Every child is entitled to a free education. I get that.
They are.
But this situation, this placement for him is...
But there's also a lot of options for free education.
Mm-hmm. A lot. Yes. Mm-hmm. Although the Dallas Independent School District knew of this child's aggression, they still allowed them in the classroom with Sharla without any additional safety measures in place. So even after these events have happened, like, nothing was done to protect her further. Like, oh, we put this in place because we know he's aggressive. So now you have X, Y, and Z in the event that he does these things. It was just like, hey, Sharla girl, it's another day. He's back.
Shake it off.
You know, girl. You got them dum-dums in your...
This is a bad day.
You got them dum-dums in your drawer, girl. Just reward. Yeah. Have a great day.
Mm-mm. No.
No. Mm-mm. In January of 2023, Jason and Brandon Sims, Sharla's sons, filed a $20 million federal lawsuit against the Dallas Independent School District for negligence in her death. Attorney
As they should.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Attorney Beivory Lamar, co-counsel for the Sims family, stated the following. The actions of the Admissions Review and Dismissal ARD Committee were much more than a simple failure to perceive a risk to students and teachers. The committee had actual knowledge of the students' violent physical attacks of Mrs. Sims and chose to do nothing. This lawsuit represents the horrendous disregard of the civil rights of Sharla Sims by the school district, and it is our hope that this will serve as a catalyst for change so that no other family will have to suffer the way this family is suffering. Period.
But my question is, why was a legal investigation not done? And why were, like, charges not brought about?
I mean, I'm kind of getting to that.
Okay.
Kind of, but yeah.
Because it sounds like the family just filed a civil suit, right? Like, just like a wrongful death suit, basically.
All I know is it's a federal lawsuit. Right. So I'm not sure what level we're at right now.
But it's not criminal charges against the kid.
No, it's just the district. Right. Nothing has been charged against him. No. Okay. Kirk Klonch, another co-counsel for the Sims family, stated the following. The ARD committee for the DISD, which is the Dallas Independent School District, knowingly disregarded the excessive risk to Mrs. Sims, who was in a position of danger teaching a very large male student who had physically assaulted her on at least two previous occasions in a one-on-one setting in close proximity. Mm-hmm. Again, if you're going to put us in these one-to-one situations, make sure we're good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And don't say it's not in the budget, because my safety needs to be in the budget.
Right. I agree.
Immediately.
But again, I'm just really curious how you don't charge. I mean, their kids getting charged all the time. It's not.
Oh,
like,
absolutely. And I'm not sure why he wasn't charged, because again,
your like, actions led to her death. That is at the, you know.
Yes. If you wanted to have done what you did, she would still be alive.
It's not capital murder, and it's not murder one. It's not even murder two, but like you killed her.
Mm-hmm. Even if you didn't intend to, you still did.
Right. And I'm just curious as to why there wasn't a criminal investigation done and why criminal charges were not.
And this goes back to like consequences.
Yeah.
If you do something.
So what do you think he's going to do again? Because he didn't have any consequences.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. The family believes that there is some type of cover-up surrounding Sharla, and they want a full investigation done on the district to, like, uncover everything, okay? Now, the wildest thing about this case, to me, is that according to one source, the family wasn't even notified about the attack.
Wow.
Like, you know, in the beginning of the year, we always fill out, like, our emergency contacts. Like, what are those for? Granted, I know full well that I'm a grown adult and I could go home and tell people, but what is the purpose of writing this stuff down if you're not going to advocate for your staff? Granted, I can see, I get that an ambulance was not called. I completely understand that.
Right.
But she was still violently attacked by a child.
And like, you sent her home. You didn't know if she was in an estate that she should be driving. But you sent her home? Like, what if she had a concussion? Again, you can't see concussions.
Mm-hmm. You only see the effect when you do the little tests. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're just like, oh, I'll go home. So get in a car after you've been attacked. We don't know that anything's wrong with you and drive home. Whereas you could call somebody, have them come get you. I agree. What?
Because it's the same as if a child in your class was in a fight, right?
Yeah.
What you do? You contact the parents. Because if you don't and your child go home and tell you about it, you're like, well, why didn't school call me about this?
Correct.
You know what I mean? Like, so
double standard.
It does not matter if it is a child involved or an adult involved. Or if you're like, I'm going to go home and call. It is your due diligence as me working in this building to notify the people on my contact list that something happened to me. Whether I'm driving home or maybe like, hey, we just wanted to let you know we sent her home. She is on her way home to expect her, da, da, da. Granted, as an adult, can I do that? Can I call my people and say that? Yes.
Yeah.
But I was attacked on your watch by a student who's attacked me multiple times already.
Correct.
And you didn't think to give my family a little ring-a-ling-ling? Mm-hmm. That's weird.
Yeah. I agree.
I don't like that. I don't like that. While there are no updates on the lawsuit, the Sims family and their attorneys believe that because of the alleged cover-up, the student is still in class with other staff and students. So nothing, like this child is going to school at business as usual after he
killed somebody.
Yes. Or they, I don't want to say he, because I don't know. After they kill somebody, because I don't know if it's a male or female.
And they're just, hey, Timothy, how you doing?
Yep.
And you know, like, here's the thing. That
actually, I lied. I do know it's a male because it said that up there. It is a male.
Yeah.
But still.
But also, they had her position already being interviewed for.
Oh, 100%. Before her, there's someone new.
You know, before her obituary is even out. However, I guarantee whoever interviewed in that position had no idea what happened to the person before them. Not one clue.
Unless they were watching the news, because I don't know if this was a major story or not. You know what I mean?
Yes, so, but why would you interview for a position you knew that happened for? I can only assume that people that were interviewing for that position did not know what happened.
Oh, 100%. Agreed.
I'm not walking into a classroom that just killed somebody. No, absolutely not. And this kid is walking around knowing what he did. He knows. He's very aware of what happened. He's
like
aware
she was
that this,
there one
this
day,
woman. Yeah.
Then I did some things. He probably got suspended for a little bit, but he damn sure didn't get expelled. Sure didn't.
No, you got to go. You got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And that is the case of Charlotte Sims. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. No. Again, it's ghetto here. We got
to
go.
I'm telling you, I'm trying to go. I don't know where I want to go, but I want to go. I want to go somewhere. Yeah. I need to go
somewhere. Greece is nice.
You know Italy. Where I heard is nice? I heard Ireland is nice. It came up on my TikTok and it was like places for Black people to live. And it was like Ireland. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say something, but the job would have to cut it out.
Okay. Like,
yeah. I hear Ireland's great.
I'm going to look into it. I'm going to get up out of here. I hear the fish and chips are fish and chipping. Okay.
Yep.
Guten Fluten.
Yep. Good fluting.
Y'all gonna have to take multiple flights to come see me, but we not gonna be in the ghetto no more, that's baby. Okay.
No,
we will not be in the ghetto no more.
I'll come see you.
All right, I appreciate that.
Me and Southern Baked Baby Ham.
Yes! Yep. It's a road trip. Yep. Not a road trip because you gotta take planes. It's a plane trip.
It's a flight trip. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, but that's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. Well, I'm going to go work on my case.
Okay. I'm going to go back to watching the Nickelodeon documentary because I'm fully invested. And I just need to get my brain off of Bridges because I can't do it. Even though I feel like I'm going to have anxiety. I'm going to have to go to Dunkin' and get me a espresso so I can just be like, shoom, over the bridge and just be okay.
Yeah.
The girl is
okay. Keep your windows rolled down and then just go, shoom.
It's going to like, oh, God, it's going to hurt me.
Yeah.
Because I just have this fear, like, if I was ever in that situation, that I wouldn't be able to get the girls out. You know what I mean? And that, like, kills me. Like, even my sister was on the phone like, so you knock out your windows first because you know the tip of the car goes in first. I'm like, why are we having this discussion? I don't want to talk about it.
We won't.
Gosh. I need to go to Dollar Tree and get some floaties and tape them together like a raft.
You got it.
Find little hand placements so the girls can put their hands in. And they're about to go on swimming lessons anyway because my dad was like, you need to put those girls in swimming lessons. They need to learn how to swim. And then all this stuff is happening with the bridge. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Are we, what's happening? It's not a good time. It's not a good time for me.
Just zip across it. You'll be fine.
Ciao. My heart is palpitating.
You'll be fine.
Let me go drink some water. I'm thirsty.
Yep.
Anyway, we'll see you guys next time. So as always, the bell don't dismiss you.
We do.
So we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. You gave me your old lady knees.
I can't even walk up the stairs of my house.
I'm trying to tell you, man. You gotta go to physical therapy. Physical therapy will do it for you every time. My old lady knees, granted, I'm not Meg Thee Stallion, but she is not an old lady no more, okay? It's just sitting on the toilet hurts. Like sitting down to get on the toilet. That's just still.
Just painful. The stairs hurt.
Mm.
Walking up the stairs hurt.
Mm.
I don't know.
That's okay, guru.
Yeah.
That's okay, guru.
Right.
Never had anything in your life. All right.
Dude, what you think of P. Diddy?
Ciao. You seen the memes? Did he do it or did he not?
Do you see the TikTok of that guy? And he was like, I really hope Kesha didn't wake up in the morning and feel like P. Diddy.
No, because it's not what we need right now, man. It's not what we need right now. And I just started watching the freaking
Nickelodeon thing. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I did the first episode. I'm like, wow. I think I'm gonna do the second episode while I fold the girls' laundry. That's like a reward, you know?
Yeah.
But that's crazy. Then the bridge collapsing in freaking Baltimore was crazy. Yep.
And the Princess of Wales has cancer.
Yeah, yup. And then the lady who left her toddler for 10 days.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yo, like, what's going on, America? What's going on?
Well, did you see that this one guy looked and Empires. Only the empires on average only last 250 years. And our country is 247 years old.
Things is crumbling, man. I'm saying.
Telling ya.
And I'm not like into conspiracies, but I'm sure James has some theories about this. But like all of these things popping up, and then not to mention, because I saw a TikTok about the eclipse that's coming, it's passing over like another one that it did, and it makes a perfect X, and where they intertwine is like this, where they intersect is like this town, and just the warnings that they're giving about the solar eclipse, like make sure you have a full tank of gas, make sure you have alternate communications. And it's just like, what are you preparing us for? Because I still did not watch that movie on Netflix, like When the World Ends or whatever.
Yeah,
still haven't watched that. Yes, still haven't watched that. But, you know, they're comparing the ship that crashed into the to the bridge looks similar to the one in the movie. And it does. Similar things and things. And I'm just like, I don't need that type of negativity in my life, because at the end of the day, I'm trapped here. So whatever happens, I'm dying here because there's nowhere for me to go. So yeah. I would rather just be surprised. Like, I don't want to know if the world is ending. I just want to be about my day and be like, damn, that thing is coming really close to the earth. And then just, psh.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because that's about all I can handle.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like they, like in the movie, the first thing they notice is the ship, but then it's the they lose all cell phone service,
and that's what they're saying is going to happen for the solar eclipse. And I'm just like, baby. And then also, like, I don't know if you heard, but after the Key Bridge went down in Baltimore, there was another bridge in Baltimore that caught fire that no one knows about. And it's just like, why y'all trying to trap people in Baltimore? Like, what are y'all doing?
Yep.
What are y'all doing? Because the girl has to travel to New York and has to take three bridges to get there. And I'm like, okay, I need to get flotation devices for my car, because in case this goes in the water, me and mine are getting out.
That you roll your windows down when you go across the bridge.
Like, I'm terrified. Like, I've been having like nightmares about going across the bridge and it just, and there's just nothing.
But here's the crazy part. Because you can watch 24-hour surveillance on that bridge, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That collapsed. And one guy did. He watched the whole day. And that bridge is so busy. But conveniently, right when it hit, there was nobody coming.
Well, I heard that
they stopped traffic.
Because I heard one guy was on like the north end side. He's like, I'm holding on the north side. Like, who's got the south? And they're like, nobody's there. And like, the bridge is out. Da, da, da. And I'm just like, oh. And the craziest thing for me is you see this boat coming towards, and you see the cars going across. You see the lights, and you're like, oh my God, is it close? Oh my God, is that car going in the water? Oh, like the whole time I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Mm-mm. And I don't know, but I'm just saying that bridge collapsed like it was made of Legos.
It did, but that's also a big ass boat, like a 200,000 ton boat.
It is a big boat, but that's also a big ass bridge. And those things are made of steel and rods and rims. And I don't even know. I'm not a bridge maker, but
I don't know how fast the boat was going, but the boat was going. It was the way that thing did crumble, though. I was like, wow.
Yeah. Wow. And it folded. It just folded in half.
And it's crazy because looking at pictures of it now, you could just see the cones like leading up and then just no bridge.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. It's wild.
I don't like that. That's bizarre to me. And I have to go over the Delaware Memorial Bridge on Friday. I got to go over the Throgs Neck Bridge, and I got to go over the GW Bridge. Of course, I'm scrolling and they're like, what's going on with the GW bridge? And it looks like a part of the bridge from the bottom is like falling apart. And I'm like, I physically cannot handle this right now, because I will 100% wake up Friday morning. And if I will be like, mom and dad, I'm not coming. Like, I cannot go over these bridges. Like, I can't. There's no other way to get there. There is no other way. I could do tunnels, but I feel like tunnels are equally as scary. Because everybody's like, oh, I'm not taking bridges anymore. I'll take tunnels. Tunnels flood. Tunnels can flood. They're underwater,
They're underwater.
Let a boat bottom scrape the top of that.
I would really like to scuba down to where a tunnel is. I want to see this infrastructure.
Me too. I want to know, like, how did you build it?
I know. How'd you do that?
How did you do it? Like, I know, like, you had to be like a scuba, like, you couldn't split the sea like you Jesus. You know what I mean?
No.
You couldn't do that. So if anyone knows where mm-hmm. I can see a video of a tunnel being created.
Yeah.
I would love to know.
Yeah.
Because that's really intriguing.
Huh. I want to be on tunnel TikTok now.
Don't tunnel TikTok, tunnel TikTok.
Oh, then you'll probably get the tunnel people.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the sewer people.
I do not like that. Mm-hmm. I do not enjoy that.
So,
yeah. How do they build? Because, like, if you got to be under the water. And then how do you get the water out? Like, when you.
Well, then how do you get the entrance? Like,
because it doesn't start under the water, which is fine.
No.
That, like, I get that. I'm fine. But how did you do that?
I don't know.
Because I know, because especially when I be in the few times that I go in tunnels, because I don't like going to the tunnels because it takes me into the city and then I get trapped in the city and I don't like being trapped in the city. I don't like being trapped in the city.
And now folks are punching girls in the city.
Oh, what is happening?
I don't know.
What?
That girl was so in shock that she was like laughing, but then she was crying. And then she was like, I don't know what just happened.
Like, what is, like, is it one man or is it multiple men?
I don't know.
Like, what is wrong with him or them?
I don't know.
And
like, you just
saw. And I think they're up to like 12 people now. Up to 12 people now.
I mean,
last time I saw there were 6 and now there's 12. Like, what? All because people are in their phones and not paying attention?
Well, then just yell at them. Or walk around them.
But the thing is like, they're not even in anybody's way. Like, from what I heard, is there was plenty of room. Like, there was no reason for you.
So it was just an easy target,
I guess. Basically. But, like, you get off by punching girls in the face?
Yeah. And you know they're too shocked to, like, it's like, their fight or flight hasn't even kicked in yet because they're like, what just happened?
Uh-huh. They're like, this couldn't happen to me. No way.
Yeah. That's what that girl kept saying. She's like, did it really?
Did that just happen? Yep. Sure did,
yeah. Mm-hmm. You got
and this is another
face.
reason 574,462 of why I don't go to the city.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, oh, you want to go to the city? You will not catch brand teaching in the city. I hate
I
the
mean,
city.
What would you do if you
there's
go to the city?
Too many people.
And somebody just punched you in the face.
I would be running like a track star. These old lady knees would be now new lady knees. Because you punching me tit for tat. You're not going.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. I'm out. Like, we're fighting.
Been fun. Bye, guys.
We're fighting. Like,
yep.
Like, I'm putting on my brass knuckles. Like, you want to scrap, my man? You want to scrap?
Let's go. You picked your match.
Because that is ridiculous. That is absolute. Yeah. And the knots that are on. And did you see the one girl? She was like, we were just standing around with my coworkers. And then she's in the restaurant icing her big old knot on her head. Like, it was just my coworkers. And they were like, yeah, we were just standing there. And he just came up. And it's just like, you just coming up to groups now like, bop. Like, what is wrong with you?
I don't know.
What is wrong with you?
And like you said, is it one person or is it multiple? Is it one of these challenges that we don't know about? Could be like the new dinging.
And it's just like all these things are happening with these other horrible things. And you're like, this wasn't on the 2024 bingo card. Like,
it was not. Cat Williams started us off strong. Cat Williams did it.
I think March took the cake of all, no matter what happens, March has taken the cake this month. Like, not even in the month, in the past week. Like, things have steadily been on the decline. Like, what?
I don't even know.
Like, I need to get out of here. Like, people keep laughing when I'm like, what do you want to do? Like, I want to leave the country. I don't want to live here anymore. Because this is terrifying. And then they're trying to take away TikTok, which is where I found out all of this information.
So why do you think they want to take it away?
Because we have the information.
They do not freaking care about the data. They already have all this data. Meta has all of this data. Mm-hmm. Literally, it has all this data. But what they can't do is they can't control TikTok, and that's what's pissing them off. But then they want to get mad at China for being communism. But you want to be the, you want to do the exact same thing that China is doing. So how are you mad at them for having communism when you want to take the app and you want to control it so that you can control us, so that you can have our data? Mm-hmm. Like, what? It makes no sense. And that's the thing, is how dumb does our government think that we are? Mm-hmm. Like, it's almost, it is not, not almost, it is a slap in the face how mm-hmm. dumb they think that we are.
Oh, 100%. 100%. And it's so crazy how that came and went, how they're like, oh, TikTok's, I haven't heard shit about TikTok being banned since that one day. And I'm like, is it just going to stop working on my app one day? Like, is it just going to be like,
and then, that same week, freaking Joe Biden got a TikTok.
And sir, what do you?
He don't even know how to use it. He don't even know how to turn his phone on. He don't even know what day of the week it is.
I'm not liking the future of this country. I gotta go. Don't know where I need to go. Me and my therapist was talking about it today. Well, how about you move? Yes.
Out of this country. Tell me where.
She was like, another state. What about Jersey? I was like, I want to get out of here. It's so ghetto.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's so ghetto. Yep. It is
like
so we're being,
like every other country's laughing at us.
I'm laughing at us because the fact that I'm paying this much in rent in something that I don't own.
Yeah.
And you're still just gonna raise it? And then you're like, raising prices at the grocery store?
Uh-huh.
And raising just life itself.
Uh-huh. But not raising salaries.
Not raising salaries. And expecting us to like be okay. Like,
Yeah.
But on paper, I make too much money.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
I pay my bills. My bills are paid.
Right.
And then I have nothing after that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And like, how are you going to give me a credit score, America? You in debt more than any of us.
First of all, you always talk about canceling debt. It's just because you don't want to add to the debt you're already in, playboy.
Yeah.
Okay?
Come on.
Because I'm sick of y'all. Trillions of dollars. Trillions?
Mm-hmm. You don't even know how to handle my money. I know how to handle my money. You don't know how to handle your money.
Y'all are $1 trillion in debt, but y'all coming to me with a couple grand. Like, you need to pay your credit card bill. You need to pay your bill.
Yeah.
I'll pay mine when you pay yours.
When you do it, I'll do it.
Like, come on. You first, America. They get on my nerves.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate America. Oh my gosh, I hate it so much. Oh my God, I hate it so much. Oh, I can't wait to get up out of here. I can't wait to blast up out of here. Anyways, that was a little
John,
rant.
You can... Yeah.
Nah,
John,
keep this. It's fine.
Okay. You can cut
it. They need to know. Don't cut this. This is real. This is real.
Yeah.
This is about to be a new TikTok right here. Okay?
that whole rant. Gosh. All right. Mm-mm. Let's get into it. So is for real this time. Sit down. Shut up. The murder is about to begin.
Ahora, for real.
Yeah.